So when his total, when his work, whatever he has done, is will be manifested, total work, you know, then it will be considered as if he gave that word. That right. means he spoke.
But then, you know, it's breaking my silence. It seems like there's two things. One for the individual. Because
for individual, it will be different for each individual. It will be different.
Yeah, he'll break his silence different times for each individual.
No. He's already breaking, you know. He's never silent. Suppose... So
there never was a silence.
No, nothing, you know. And because of that word, there is movement, you know. When you hear that word, that means the movements stopped. Movements, why? Then there is no mind. Your mind is annihilated.
Yeah. Well, that happens, though, just like the seeds are coming at different times.
Huh, yes.
Like breaking the silence seems like it would happen different times with each person. Each person would... Their time. The seeds that he planted first,
but
they're going to hear the word first.
No. I'm telling you, yes, you are right. But total manifestation when takes place, you know, at that time, it will be considered as if the world received his word.
Yeah.
The word, Baba spoke and the world received his word. It will be like this. Though he gives that word, but you hear according to your own capacity. Every moment he gives that word. But, you know, when you realize you receive that word, otherwise you just receive a little of it, little more, like this. It goes on. But completely you receive when you become that word. That means you realize when your mind is annihilated. So long the mind is there, you cannot receive that word as a whole.
Yeah.
In degrees only. In degrees.
That's good.
So, this manifestation every time, that's why when Jesus, you know, he was crucified, of course there were many few, there were very, very few at that time. But later on, of course, the whole world accepts him. Why? Because of his work. And he gave that word. That word itself gives you movement. First, you know, it gives you movements. What are the movements, you know? Now your mind is there. So, because the mind is there, the movements are there. And that word gives you movements. At the end, what happens? It stops your movements. It stops your movements. And when the movements are stopped, that means mind is annihilated. Then only movements are stopped. Otherwise, not, you know. If you just see that, if you say that, oh, I am just sitting here, I am not doing anything, no movement, you know, I am just like a statue. Movements are still there because the mind is there. You know. So unless and until that mind is annihilated, movements cannot be stopped. So that word first in the beginning gives you flash and the movements starts. Movements start. And that word itself takes you when you become movementless, that means mind is annihilated. Then you know that word. You receive that word and you become word itself.
That's why I always thought that Baba, there was never silence, there was only that word. It's never breaking silence, only waiting for you yourself to hear it.
Yes. If you want to hear, you know, if you want to see Baba breaking his silence, you must first become silent.
Yeah.
How will you become silent? After annihilation of mind. When your mind is annihilated, you become silent. But that silence, you know, it is quite different. That silence speaks, you know. That silence speaks. This silence, if you just outwardly, physical mouth, if you shut it, what is there? That is not silence. The mind works. Mind speaks. So that is not silence. Baba's silence is quite different. His silence was the silence of God, divinity, which he always is. And that silence he speaks. But when that silence he speaks, you know, you can hear only when you become silent. Instantly you become silent. You can't hear it.
So just like you said, you know, he worked so that we'll pull that infinite consciousness. Well, that's probably the same. I mean, he's probably working so we can become silent also, to annihilate our minds. But the more you pull that infinite consciousness, the more you're going to annihilate your mind. It means mind desires all that.
Of course, you know, work is there. It is manifesting. And because of his work, you find that every day, you know, people are coming to him. People are coming to him. It is what? It is his work. That work is manifesting. Seeds are germinating.
But you said, you know, how to become silent. You have to annihilate your mind, right? How to annihilate your mind. He's worked for that because when you remember him, that is annihilating your mind, helping to, because him means what? Infinite consciousness. So when you remember him with all love and everything and think about him and call on him, that means the mind, the desires and all that is less and less.
Yes.
So that's annihilating the mind. Is that true?
Yes, you are going towards that, you know. There will be some who will have this today. There will be some other who will have tomorrow. But it is destined, you know. It is destined. One day you have to become silent. And when you become silent, you can speak more. You know. But that whatever you speak through your silence, of course, only silent one who becomes silent, that one can hear who becomes silent. Actually, what you speak through your silence, that silence is quite different. So that silence works, you know. He speaks through that silence. Because he does not speak through mind. Mind is not there. That divinity. And divinity is silence, you know. So he goes on speaking, but his speaking is, you know, you experience in different ways according to your capacity. Now this, Baba speaks, you know, through his silence, for this plant, you know. So the plant gets consciousness according to the capacity. It cannot say Jai Baba or all these things. The capacity is there, you know. The limit is there. In order to say Jai Baba, that plant must become human being.
Yeah.
But the progress is there. Progress of consciousness is there. So his silence is quite different, and he is never silent. He speaks, and because he speaks, everything is going on. The world is going on because he speaks through his silence. But whatever Baba has said, that I will speak, you know, I will give that word. He has given that word, and he has already given that word, but world will realize when his work will be manifested totally. At that time, that word, world will realize that he gave that word. Not now. But he has already given through his work. That word is given. And everybody, of course, will hear it according to his capacity. Right. Just like when you follow, when you want to be with him, you remember him. So you hear that word, you know. But according to your capacity, word as such, you don't hear.
When you say the word was given, but it seems like there's nothing but the word.
Yes.
So how can the word be given? I mean, it's just nothing is, but the word and God are the same things, you know.
Yes, right.
So it's not given, it just is.
It is, but it is given in the shape of his word. In the shape of his work, whatever work he has given, he has given that word. That work itself, you know. Now, just like when you realize, you know, you get that, you receive that word, you become word itself. So it is there, but when he makes it possible to receive that word, that means...
Yeah, makes it possible to receive it.
Yes. So, it means that he has given.
Annihilating the mind.
Yes. It means that he has given you because he makes it possible to receive that word. And everyone, according to his capacity, will receive it, will hear it.
According to what time of year the seed was planted.
It depends, you know. Everybody, of course, cannot realize God at a time, you know. The whole world cannot realize. There is, of course...
I don't think that, say, the whole world would be pulling on Baba, but now we're pulling so much. He's close ones. He doesn't have time for all this other... When you die, then he'll have more time.
No.
To be pulled.
No. Everybody is pulling. Those who come in his contact, they are pulling.
No, but you got to admit, some people are pulling more.
Oh, yes. That's right.
I mean, Mary, she's pulling constantly. That's why people feel her love for Baba. Because he's there. Because she's pulling constantly. Now, you know, I'm not pulling as much as you or some other people. That's why, you know, that means you're closer to Baba.
That means when we will die, then Baba will have time to pay attention to others.
No, that means other people will be able to pull him more. He'll have time. You know, like you say, he's bound himself. He's made it so that Mary will pull constantly. He's made it possible.
Yes.
Okay, so he's made it possible that you'll pull as much as you pull, and me pull as much as my pull. So, and now his time is bound 100% of the time. Every instant, someone is pulling somewhere. Is that right?
Yes. Now I just explain it to you. Yes, that pull is there. But, you know, just like Mira, suppose she is in Baba's circle, you know, and she realizes Baba, you know, in this very birth. What will happen? Now the pull is there. And what will happen, you know?
Now that pull's not there.
No. Many will get the benefit if she gets realization.
You told me that. Yes.
Many will get many will get realization. That means they will get more capacity to pull him.
Her pull will be divided up.
So each individual will get more capacity to pull him.
Yeah, I see. Because their samskaras are white.
Yes, they will get more and more capacity.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Though, you see, now it's a few people. Say his circle. But when they drop their bodies, it spreads out to the world. Just like you said, you know, because the samskaras, but also because of this pull. So you can also say the same way that they're pulling 100% of the time. He doesn't have
time.
So when they die,
no.
He has time. It spreads out. Look at this. Mara pulls 100%, or say 95%. So he's so occupied. She's there. She's.
But he's infinite, you know.
Yeah.
If... whole universe, the people of whole universe, if they pull him, he is infinite, you know. Yeah. There is no question of time for anyone. It depends upon how you pull him.
So he's able, no matter how many people pull him.
Oh, yes. But just like, you know, if the circle gets realization, at that time, automatically, because of wiping out the sanskaras of so many, you know, the benefit, you know, they will pull more and more. And then, really speaking, that will be the period of his manifestation.
Because then everyone is remembering him.
Yes.
It's really beautiful.
Mm.
Really good. Oh, I like that a lot.
You liked it?
I love it.
Yeah. So, did you close it? Yeah. Stop it?
Stop it.
Now, there is no more. If I think, then... If it comes, you know, I don't think, but if it comes, then I will
tell. Look, why don't you try pulling a little?
I'm just ignorant.
No, but, you know, he'll listen to you.
I'm quite ignorant.
If you pull him, Baba, give me these explanations. Now David's after me. He has to listen to you. He's done that work for you. He's bound.
I tell you.
We've caught hold of him.
I tell you, David, he's so kind. He's so kind. I can never repay what he has done for me, I tell you. What he has done. So many things, I tell you, so many things. Now, all these things I handle, so many things, besides the books and other things, you know. But these are quite new things for me. But how he has made possible for me all this to do, I handle so many things. And sometimes, you know, I just think, how is it possible for me to handle all this? And then when I come in contact with others and the same thing happens, you know, and I don't find the proper answer if I ask anyone. No.
Yeah.
So it is nothing but just his kindness. But because my sanskaras must be there, you know, that's why, and I have to handle such thing, that's why, you know, he has just involved me in this. So my mind is not free. Just this, that, and if I just finish one thing, other thing crops up. It goes on like this.
Well, I mean, you can understand it because even in college, so much mind, mental occupation. Even when you came to Bhava, so much mental work, occupation.
But I
so why shouldn't it be now? It's his compassion.
Yes, compassion, no doubt. But because, you know, he makes it possible. I just take it and read it and I understand. Yesterday, of course, I was going through it, this book, manual, about the lands and other thing here. Because there was some difficulty here. So then I took it up, but I said, just wait, let me do it. And then I thought, well, that everything is adjusted, I calmed those people, and now the land is surveyed, and it will be regularized. It is because of his nazar, I should say.
You know, because you're pulling on him.
Pulling. It is, you know, even I have no strength to pull him. But he's pulled, I should say. He's so kind that he's pulled.
He pulls you.
Yes, he's pulled automatically. I have no strength, you know, no capacity. That's why the other day I told you that example. I don't know whether you remember or not.
Right.
Three kinds of disciples, you know, devotees. There are some who follow him, you know, when he say come, they just follow him. That other category, you know, when he says come, follow me, so they don't follow him. So he has to give his hand, and he has to catch hold of their hands, and then he takes him. But when he pulls, they also pull him towards them, you know. So there is tug of war, but still he is so kind that he has to take everyone to the destination, so he suffers and he takes. There are others when to whom, if he gives his hand, they don't catch hold. And then when he tries to catch hold of their hands, they are so sleepy, so they just run. So what he does, you know, then he puts them on the back, you know, and carries him that load. You know. Even then, they don't make it possible for him to carry him. They just go on disturbing. But he is so kind and he is bound, you know, he has to take each one to the destination. So he suffers for them. He suffers for them. So those whom he says, follow me, and they follow. They don't hesitate. They follow. Even if there are difficulties, they just try to put on and they follow. So they are in the first category, say, the circle members and around circle members, some very close ones. So they are of this type. Then there are other type. Of course, he has to catch hold of their hands, you know, and the pulley is there. Then the third type, he carries the load on the back. But he is so kind that to each one he takes to the destination, because his duty, it is his responsibility. So he does. So the suffering, why the suffering is there, you know, suffering is because of this.
Resistance.
Because of that, the suffering is there. Otherwise, why? Why there will be any suffering? Nothing. Now, did you follow?
But like in your case. I mean, in your case, you say, why am I taking up so many things? You just wonder. I mean, if you look back on it, it seems, yes, You can do it. I mean, you were always smart in college with Baba. You always do.
It is good. I should say that it is all. It is his compassion, his kindness.
Keeping you occupied.
Occupied all the time. Though sometimes I feel, oh, it is too much, too much. But then, just see one after another, you know. I think that when I will complete this, I will be free. But it never happens. It never happens. Are pani garam karo na, no? Kaya tu garam garam.
Garam garam.
Garam garam.
No. If you want to go.
I want to go see that one that pulls so much.
Pull.
I want to go be there when she's pulling. No, but you pull also. It doesn't. That's the thing. At Marazat here, everyone pulls. So I don't care. Even when I'm with you, anyone, I feel Baba.
Pull is there, you know, even when you remember that. Pull is there. Pull is there.
Yeah.
Of course, that pull.
I mean, why do people come here and feel Baba's love? Mm. In this atmosphere, they're able to pull more. He makes it possible for them to be able to pull in this atmosphere.
No doubt about it.
Because when you're surrounded by people who are pulling, you also... It's just like, you know, when you're surrounded with people that are doing something, you naturally participate and do what they're doing. So here everybody's pulling. So that's why people come here. And they, you think that's true?
It is true, no doubt. No doubt about it. And we are, of course, here... Even if we are not here, the pull will be there. Why?
Because even these plants are pulling. I don't know.
No, the pull will be there because, you know, why people, even if we are not here, the treasure is there for each one.
And Baba's tomb.
Yes. Everywhere he has put the treasure. You know. So because of that, each one gets the share. And as soon as he gets the share, he gets the capacity to pull him more.
But they could get that even at their homes, couldn't they?
Hmm?
Say they never came here.
Hmm. Yes.
Anywhere.
They can get even that. That share is, can also be transferred there if they have that pull.
If they have that.
That capacity
to pull. If he's worked to prepare them to receive it.
That capacity to pull, you know. If they have that share, you know, automatically it will go there. They did not have to come here for that. But generally it so happens, you know, when the treasure is there, the pull is there. So when they come, they find.
Well, even, you know, Baba said they should have Baba meetings. You should be with other Baba lovers. Because in that atmosphere, everyone starts pulling.
Yes.
They start pulling more.
Yes. It happens.
He's made it possible, though.
Yes, he has made it possible.
Otherwise.
Now, here just like, you know, from, if suppose through his work he is destined for you, to go from here to here, that means say from Mehrazad to Ahmednagar. Now, that pull is there, you know. Here, of course, he has also made it possible for you to pull him. And in any event, you have to reach there during this birth. Now, what happens, you know, in that work, he has also kept that thing that when you pull him, he will help, you will get certain type of help. Now here is the difficulty, you know, suppose the river is there, you can't cross it, you have to go. So here this difficulty is there. In his work he has made it possible that when you when the difficulty is there and you pull him, you will get the help to cross it. Unless and until you pull him, you will not get that help you.
He's made it possible, so you will pull him.
You have to pull him for that. And that's why I say that this spirit is as if he is physically present.
Mm.
Because that help comes there. His help comes there because of that pull. Suppose that work is not done for you. How can you pull him? How can you get his help then? Mm. You have no capacity then. Though you follow him, but how will you, there is no room in the heart, you know, outwardly you will just like other people, you know, they accept, oh, Jesus Christ and Buddha and Ram, and but they just take care of their own things, you know.
Now, that's why, you know, like I say, you know, I don't know how I got to be here. I don't know, I didn't do anything, only I know it's there, you know, and I eat it. Why? You know? Well, because he made it possible.
Yes. Well, because of his work, you know, that's why those who are coming, they think that, you know, They did not see Baba physically, but actually they were with him. Every animate, inanimate is with him all the time. But when he works for special work, when he does, you know, he does for certain individuals. For the universe also he does, and for the universe, of course, he has to take the consciousness to certain level, you know. That is his work. He gives force to every level of consciousness. So that work is there. But for certain individuals, that is another type of work. Then there is another category for whom, just like circle, you know, special work is there. Then another group of people who are also very close, for them also special work is there. But for the whole universe, of course, that work, it is not general, it is also chosen work, you know. But that work also he does, but the work differs, you know. That work differs. Now just see, the ant is here, the mouse is here, the insects are here, and you are here on the same grass level.
Yeah.
But just see the difference in consciousness.
Yeah.
You are on the same level, but there is difference in consciousness. So in human beings also, they are all human beings, but there is difference in consciousness. Yeah. And each one, of course, gets consciousness, different progress in consciousness. It goes on.
Yeah.
Now, why do people say Radha Krishna instead of Krishna Radha? And what do they say?
Sitaram. And not Ram Sita.
Yes.
So you want that Ram should be called first, Sita afterwards.
Yes, because Baba said he would explain one day.
When did he say?
To Francis.
When?
I don't know, I wasn't there.
So who told you?
I read it in a wonderful book called The Silent One.
Silent One?
Maybe you put it there.
So you read it there.
All right.
Of course, you know, one day there was some talk and about the avatars and other thing, and at that time Baba asked, why Sita Ram? Why Sita comes first and Ram next? Why not Ram first and Sita next, you know? So nobody could reply. And then Baba had asked Francis to remind him someday, and he would explain. But that, I think it was in late 1968. So that occasion did not arise to explain. Then Francis, of course, did not ask. But because it was just late 1968. But then, of course, certain points Baba had given me for that book, The Nothing and The Everything. And there, you know, just like original Maya. So original Maya means the nothing, infinite unconsciousness. So he had given certain points, and from on the basis of those points, you know, then I came to know that why it is so that Sita is called first, you know, Sita Ram. Sita means the name of the lady is first, and then Ram. Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radha's name first and Krishna's name afterwards. So, in the creation, what happened, you know, everything has come out of Maya, the nothing, the original Maya. Now, what happened? That when you have that urge, who am I? What happens? The creation takes place. But here, you realize through the medium of Maya. You know yourself. But what happens? You don't realize, don't experience original Maya. You experience different shadows coming out of original Maya. Different shadows. So, what happened in the beginning when the first one came? The same thing happened. He, of course, passed through evolution and involution. That means he was experiencing different shadows of original Maya. And he experienced means original Maya when in the state of Nirvana, when you realize what happens. First Phana, that means annihilation of mind. So in the first section, that is called Nirvana. There you realize, first you experience original Maya, the nothing, that vacuum state. And immediately you know. So he got to know himself through the medium of Maya. And that's why, because you know it was the medium, of course he worshipped. So always he worships the medium. And when he comes age after age, of course there is someone representing original Maya. And because there is someone representing original Maya, and he worships that one, that's why her name comes first. Her name comes first, that is Sita Ram. Sita's name first and his name second. This is the reason why it is put like this. Sita Ram, Radhe Krishna.
Well, did Baba ever mention Mara to you? Did he ever say anything about Mara to you?
Mara means, we all know that she represents that.
I mean, do you remember Baba ever saying to you anything?
No, the only thing about the circle when he was explaining to me, at that time, you know, just like this infinite consciousness, so infinite unconsciousness, opposite, you know, light, darkness. So in his circle, you know, all these members who represent the opposite, they are there. That is infinite, total darkness, not this darkness, shadows of darkness. No, the total darkness. So there must be someone who represents total darkness, infinite darkness. You know. So in his circle, of course, those members are there, and each one represents something. That's why the total effect is there in the universe. When they get realization, so the total effect is there. Now, just like about new humanity, now his work, when Avatar comes, what he does, you know. He does the universal work. What is that work? Universal work. That means he gives certain kind of awakening so that you may go towards God. Now, when the materialism is there, your mind is concentrated towards the materialism. You forget God. And the impressions which you have the impressions of materialism. That means anti-God. All the impressions which you collect, they just take you away from God. Now what happens? He just spreads such sanskaras in the atmosphere. Which sanskaras, you know, they react and they wipe out your own sanskaras. Those sanskaras which are the obstruction. Obstruction to go towards God. Now, in the circle also the same thing, you know, everybody is connected, just like one man who represents total darkness. That means when he gets realization, because he represents total darkness, the effect will be in the whole universe. The other day, of course, I told you that in the circle, you know, suppose you are in the circle, I am connected with you, say, by 50 million impressions. Then there are so many who are also connected with 10 millions, 15 millions. Now, when you get realization, what happens? All the sanskaras are wiped out. And when your sanskaras are wiped out, what happens? Then, when your sanskaras are wiped out, that means I connect by 50 million sanskaras. So, I get the benefit of 50 million sanskaras. They are automatically wiped out. In this way, all the universe, the whole universe gets the benefit if any one gets realization. Now here, just like I told you, that you represent total darkness. That means the effect will be universal when you get realization. Now, you asked me about new humanity. Now,
well, before, I mean, you said Baba told you that she was representing that.
Who?
math. You said he didn't say anything to you except at the time when he was explaining the circles.
No, Baba, of course, he would love, he would say, she is my beloved. That means she represents that, you know. It means that. Just like, you know, Jesus would say, my father and I are one. What does it mean? He did not say in direct words, but the same thing, you know. He and I are one. That means?
I see. So Mara represents the net total darkness.
No. Original Maya.
Original Maya.
Total darkness, of course, Baba used that for Gustadji. Gustadji, he would say that he is my dark side. So for Gustadji, he used that. Total darkness. There is some who represents infinite unconsciousness. There is some who represents total ignorance. You know, it is. But if you realize total ignorance, total unconsciousness, you realize yourself. It is like this. So not this darkness, but total darkness, infinite darkness. So these are different attributes of God, and each one of the circle represents something, you know, something like this. Now what happens? Now this new humanity. Now new humanity, Baba's work is there. And of course necessarily the first circle gets realization within 100 years. And it does not mean that others don't get realization. But it is not hard and fast rule that they should also get realization within this period. They may get realization within 100 years, other members of the circles, second circle, third, there are 10 circles. First circle, of course, it is definite that the members of first circle, they get realization within 100 years. At that time, 100 years, it does not mean that others should not get.
I thought you said all 10 circles would get.
No, not within 100 years. But there is certain time limit. Limit is not there, of course, Baba did not explain that. But they all get realization, you know.
Well, everybody does.
122. They get realization, but not necessarily within 100 years. But first circle gets within 100 years.
That's true of everybody. Everybody gets realization, but not necessarily within.
No. Within means when avatar comes. Next time, that means those members, of course, by the time they get realized.
So they don't come in the same circle?
No.
Okay.
Then, of course, he form different circle. You know?
Yeah.
So now, what happens, you know, now just like I told you, when one gets realization, the whole universe is benefited.
Right.
Now, these 12 members and others of the circle, and there are so many who get liberation. So many. Now, when they get liberation and realization, what happens, you know, the whole atmosphere is changed. That means how many sanskaras are wiped out from each one.
Yeah.
And when those sanskaras are wiped out, that means you get new consciousness. Those sanskaras which obstruct you to go towards God, those sanskaras are wiped out. That means your road becomes clear. And you get certain awakening and you go towards God. You know then that yes, there is something like God. You know. That awakening comes. And that's why when you have that awakening, then what happens, you know? Then whole thing, the whole atmosphere is changed. What different setup is formed there. And where you find brotherly love, honesty, sincerity, everything, selfishness goes away. And because those impressions are wiped out, and because those impressions are wiped out, this new trend comes. And when Baba referred, this new humanity will be like this, this is the meaning of that.
So, actually the new humanity, it's just sort of like Baba sowing the seeds, gradually.
Yeah.
So gradually, as those get realization, the new humanity will come.
Oh, yes, of course. And that's why here, you know, what happens? You find that so many come to Baba now after he dropped his body. But what is the reason? It is not they who are coming, but it is Baba who has worked for them, and they have to come to him. There is no other go because he has worked for them. That's why they are coming. That means they are having quite new consciousness. You know,
yeah.
that awakening towards him. So gradually you will find that the whole world will come to him, and when the world will come, of course, this dishonesty and then selfishness, all these factors will be wiped out, and there will be quite new consciousness.
For just a little while.
Hmm? No, it takes time.
I mean, but it'll only last for a little while.
No. Not a little while, but quite a long time.
Will he last to come back?
Hmm? No, but suppose, you know, it lasts for longer. Then his cycle is 700 to 1400 years. So, after 1400 years he will come, 1200 years he will come, 1100 years he will come. But if it is just wiped out easily, quickly, that means after 700 years he has to come back. It is like this. But that cycle is 700 to 1400 years. So in between 700 and 1400 years, he comes.
Yeah.
He comes like this.
You are not.
Here at Mehrazad in 1958, of course, I would keep night watch for the whole night. I would, with Baba, I would go to him at 6 o'clock in the evening and come back in the at 6:20 in the morning, 6:20 a.m. So Baba's order was that when I would go, then afterwards Mehra should come, because Mehra would not see anyone of the Mandali, she would not see. The Mandali members were also not permitted to see her, and she was not permitted to see any Mandali members. So when I would go back, then Mehra would go to Baba. Because first, you know, when in the morning Baba would see her face every day.
Like 6 o'clock in the morning?
Whenever the night watchman would go, so Mehra would enter at that time and Baba would see her face first.
So you'd have to ring a bell when you left or something? Yes,
every day. At that time Baba would retire upstairs, you know. So what would happen, you know, when I would go, Ghaver would inform Mehra that I left.
Okay.
And then, of course, Mehra would go every day in the morning. As soon as I would leave, Ghaver would inform Mehra, and Mehra would go to Baba. And then after a minute or two, or after some time, other women would also go to Baba. But she must go first, you know. So one day in the morning, you know, of course, I opened the door. I was about to go. But then Baba asked me something. What are something, you know, I gave. And Ghaver thought that I left, you know.
She heard the door.
Yes. So she thought that I left. So she informed Mehra. And Mehra came, you know. I was still in the room. So as soon as, you know, I was standing near Baba, and she ran like anything from there. She ran away. And I also got very much frightened, because, you know, how it happened. I was also not, still, you know, when Mehra is there, when she goes here and there, of course, now she meets Westerners. She talks, you know. But I don't go. And I don't dare to look at her or say something, because it is now practice of years not to see her. It was only in 1968, 31st January, I tell you. 31st January 1968, just before 1 year Baba dropped his body. One day he had a meeting, he had called a few persons here. And at the end of that meeting, Baba asked us to go there. And he told Mehra to be there on the veranda, you know. So we were just standing near the veranda, on the ground there, and Baba, according to Baba's instructions, she wished Jai Baba to us, and we wished Jai Baba to her, and we returned. So it was just the beginning. I should say that Baba started that so that she may be able to talk to men, you know. That's why now she talks, you know, the visitors when go there, she talks, but still we don't talk to her.
Some people said after that 52 accident, that was the...
No. 52 accident? No. Mandali members, of course, were never...
No, not that, but that she started coming out more into the world.
I don't think so, because she would always be here.
Yeah.
Nobody would go that side. nobody would be permitted to see her. She was not permitted to see anyone.
So, did Baba say anything?
No, Baba did not say.
He just said, go.
No, then I got frightened. Baba said, don't worry, don't worry. And then when she left, after some time, Baba said, now you go. So I left, you know. Then Ghaver, of course, she also got frightened because she had...